Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with the Scientific Nutrition Update, the Workday Show, where in 5 to 10 minutes, I give you my thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, fitness, or nutrition. For today's episode, I'm going to talk about why open journals, data, and peer review matter. As someone who spends hours each day digging through the scientific literature, this is an issue that is incredibly important to me. So first of all, let's talk about what an open journal is. An open journal is a scientific, peer-reviewed journal that is free for anyone to view it. This is in contrast to many other journals which are locked tight behind paywalls and expensive subscriptions. Obviously, this sounds like a great thing, right? So why isn't every article published in open access journals yet? Well, there's a few reasons. First is cost. For shorter articles and in some of the most prestigious open access journals, it can be slightly more expensive to publish in them. However, there are often waivers that can help with this. The second reason is prestige. Many scientists do not see open access journals as prestigious when compared to more traditional ones. However, I expect this to change in the future, and I'll explain why later. However, there are several advantages to open access journals too, including the fact that they tend to be much quicker to publish in, which is very important as a working scientist, and they tend to be much more visible. So why do I think open access journals will eventually become more prestigious? It's related to the fact that these articles end up with significantly more eyes on them and more people analyzing them. Having your article survive that kind of added scrutiny makes it much more likely that you are doing good science. At some point, it is going to become a badge of honor for your article to survive in that kind of environment, in my opinion. The second important piece I want to talk about is somewhat less common, but perhaps even more important, and that is open data. Open data is where all your data is published publicly and accessibly. Now, the reason this is important is severalfold. First and foremost, in my opinion, is that it makes it a little bit harder to commit fraud. Besides that factor, often scientists will make mistakes that do not get caught in peer review. Having the data freely accessible makes it more likely that someone will catch the mistake. Also, having the data freely available makes it easier for people to use your data for meta-analyses, which as a scientist is valuable because it makes it more likely you will be cited. Also, besides that, the spirit of open data is more akin to the spirit of science, the spirit of collaboration and building. It allows for us to all end up learning more. Finally, I want to talk about open peer review, and this is the one I'm least convinced is a very important thing. First of all, what is peer review? When an article is submitted to an academic journal, it goes through a process called peer review, wherein peer scientists review the article with the goal of catching any serious mistakes before it goes to publishing. The idea behind open peer reviewing is that people are able to view who the reviewers are and what their comments were, and then see what their suggested revisions and the like is. The idea behind this is that people's critiques will become more tactful and constructive. There's also this idea that it's useful for someone reading the article to see the revision process like this, so they're more aware of how the article has changed. However, some studies suggest that open reviews increase the number of reviewers declining to review, and some have suggested it could seek people to seek revenge against reviewers who declined to publish their work. In my opinion, it's still valuable, but is the least valuable part of the open science movement. In conclusion, I think both open journals and open data are important for the advancement of science, and that open review has potential benefit. The entire spirit of science is supposed to be collaboration and openness, and awful subscription costs and paywalls have hampered that. Open data and open journals are one way to start improving that. If you learned something new in this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend, and thank you for tuning in. Please remember, you can always find show notes for this episode and others at scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient.com/podcast. If you find any great journal articles on anything you think I might find interesting, email them to me at scinutrient@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, send me a voice message on Anchor, and I'll try to answer them on this podcast for you. If you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.